You know, somewhere around 7 million or maybe even a little over 7 million Americans own a hot tub, and they keep their hot tubs for a fair amount of time, at least on average. I think it's seven and a half years they'll have it. Maybe they move, maybe who knows what happens. But summer's a fun time to have a hot tub. And so is winter, for that matter. I had a friend with a hot tub, and there's nothing like getting into the hot tub when it's, I don't know, zero or so, and it's a nice kind of nice place to sit and relax. We're going to be talking about hot tubs and a little bit about swimming pools as well with our next guest, Tommy Kempfer. Tommy's assistant general manager of sales for the company Patio Pleasures Pools and Spas in Sun Prairie. Patio Pleasures Pools and Spas. Say that 10 times quick. But it's a kind of a cool name. It describes what they do. So we're going to have some fun talking with Tommy, and I hope you'll join in. Do you have a hot tub? Do you use it regularly? Do you have a pool do you use regularly? Or maybe there's things you wish you knew before you bought a hot tub. Give us a call. The number 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Tommy Kempfer joining us by phone. Tommy, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, hi, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you guys, you sell a lot, hot tubs, pools, and other things, and saunas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're correct. From top to bottom in popularity, I guess I'll say hot tubs is our number one because they're year-round. More seasonally, we sell pools and a lot of patio furniture. We sell saunas. We sell cold plunges, which are kind of a thing, a trendy thing these days as well. So everything kind of centers around wellness. So whatever you can do to help make you feel better, sleep better, you know, all the benefits of the products we sell.
You know, I went online and I looked at your site and, you know, the About Us and who's working there. And there you have 28 photos of the main folks. And I was looking at what do they each do, and three of them are wellness coordinators and or wellness consultants. And I thought, that's interesting. And you may not be expecting this question, but that's 10% of your staff working on as wellness consultants. What do they do?
Yeah, interestingly enough, we actually have three wellness consultants at each of our two locations. So we have a location in Sun Prairie. We also have one in Madison, and each location has three wellness consultants, which is really our primary sales team. And so with a focus on wellness and an emphasis on delivering that through the products that we sell, their titles are applicable in a sense that we help find the reason our products and the ways our products can help provide that wellness to people. Wellness isn't always the primary reason people buy our products, but it's one of the most popular, and it's ultimately a side benefit, even if you're buying it for entertainment or relaxation or some other aspect. Wellness is just kind of an awesome additional perk, if you will, of everything we sell.
Yeah. And what about affordability on hot tubs? How affordable are they?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's it's a question that will vary depending on who you're asking. But we carry two primary brands, which is Bullfrog Hot Tubs and Caldera Hot Tubs, both in the top few in the world as far as popularity and luxury. So there's 75, 78 different brands of hot tubs available, you know, that across the world. And the ones we focus on are because we believe that they provide the best value from a luxury product. So this is not an entry-level, basic, less expensive option like you can find elsewhere. But the reason we carry these brands is because they're built for Wisconsin. They're built in the United States, and they're built for Wisconsin. And what I mean by that is they're built with efficiency in mind, the insulation, the comfort, the power from the jets. All of that is built in mind, where when it gets to be 0 degrees or colder, your electric bill and heating bill doesn't skyrocket. And obviously, you'll notice it, but it doesn't, it's built to withhold that heat, kind of like your water heater at home. It heats it up and then it holds it. So that's one of the big reasons we sell these. And there's some unique elements and patented products within our brands that make them one of a kind. And that's why people love them.
We're talking about holding the heat, and I think Brad in Janesville has a question relating to that. Let's just go there. Brad, hi.
Hi. I've had hot tubs for 30 years. I love them. Use them all year long in Wisconsin. I was told once that there's a federal standard for both public use and private use hot tubs that doesn't allow the temperature to be set higher than 104 degrees Fahrenheit. I would like to set my hot tub at 106. It's perfectly safe temperature, but I'm stymied and unable to do that. Is there any way, any exception to that that I can find?
Brad, that's a great question. And my understanding of it is that it's dependent on the manufacturer on whether or not the spa is built and designed capable of going to 106. For example, our Bullfrog spa lineup, the standard setting only allows it to go to 104, but you can override that up to 106 by holding down the temperature up button. So traditionally, you just push it, tap it to increase or decrease the temperature. But once you get to 104, if you hold down on the up arrow for a couple seconds, it allows you to override that standard up to 106. Now, depending on the brand that you have, it may or may not be capable of that. But everything you've said is correct as far as my understanding as well. But there is an override to that next level safe but not recommended per se temperature. But teach their own on what their preference is.
And I was thanks again, Brad, for calling, by the way. I was thinking or looking, reading a little bit about it, and I think the average most people have around 100 to 102 degrees for their hot tubs. At least that's what I read, anyway. I'm not sure if that's true. Is that about what you're experiencing? And I also, just to add to that question, typically it may be a little cooler if you have young children.
Yep, that's very well said. You kind of hit the nail on the head there. I think the majority of our customers set it between 100 and 102 because it allows them to stay in it longer, because you can kind of get pretty warm. Obviously, your body temperature should be, or normally is, right around 98, 98.6. So the longer you sit in water that's warmer than that, naturally your body temperature will rise. And when we tie in wellness to this, and I'm gonna take this across from not just hot tubs but also saunas, with the strategy of increasing your body temperature by being in an environment that's warmer than your body temperature, it's designed to kind of simulate what happens when your body gets sick. So when you get sick, your body raises its temperature so that your body can naturally fight off whatever's going on. Your immune system kicks in and you get a fever. That's kind of the symptom, is a high body temperature. Well, that's your body basically fixing the problems. So when you get in hot water in a sauna, the idea is it raises your body temperature and you're kind of simulating that fever to help strengthen and build your immune system, along with your, not just your immunity, but also your metabolism and all the other elements that come with these wellness benefits. So when it comes to sitting in 100 or 102, as opposed to 104, until you have one, you might think, oh, what's another 2 degrees? Big deal. If it's 75 degrees outside and goes to 77, I hardly notice. Well, if you sit in 100 degree hot tub water and it goes up to 102 or 104, you notice. It's kind of amazing. But it's all a personal preference. It's whatever is comfortable for you. And, you know, there's plenty of people who like 100 and there's plenty of people who like 104, but you, the science says that 104 is that sweet spot. It's that top out where when you get your body temperature up, it maximizes the wellness benefits, assuming the comfort level is still there and you can kind of stand it.
Someone's wondering here, is there a maximum number of people who should be in a hot tub at one time?
Hmm. Again, that's personal preference. You know, there's a safety element, I guess you could say, but that's all. There's not any sort of regulation or standard. You know, it's people get pretty cozy in a hot tub. When you think about bodies of water, you know, in a pool, if you were to compare putting a pool filling a pool with people and everybody's kind of shoulder to shoulder versus in a hot tub, it's totally different. Like, it'd be awkward in a pool because you expect to need space and you want to move around. But in a hot tub, it, for whatever reason, we get pretty comfortable sitting in hot water real close to people, you know, whether you have one at home or you've been in the hotel pool or whatnot. It's interesting, the dynamic and mentality of sitting in a hot tub. I wouldn't say there's any sort of rule against it, or it's more so your comfort level. But when it comes to water balancing, water chemistry, water cleanliness, you know, hot tub maintenance and keeping the water clean and sanitized, you just take a different approach to that, especially if you're consistently putting multiple people in the hot tub.
Yeah. Tommy Kempfer, our guest, he's the assistant general manager of sales for Patio Pleasures, Pools, and Spas in Sun Prairie, our guest. Questions for him, give a call. The number 800-642-1234. You could email to talk at WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking with Tommy Kempfer, Assistant General Manager of Sales for Patio Pleasures, Pools, and Spas. Patio Pleasures, Pools, and Spas, their business, Sun Prairie and Madison, they have an office as well. So great to have him with us. And again, questions 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. Mentioned chemicals, we mentioned a little bit. I mean, chemical treatments are needed for hot tubs? Water?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the key is to keep your water clean, sanitized, clear from optics standpoint. It feels a lot better when you get into a body of water that, you know, is clean and clear. And then balanced, which is you can't always see, but balanced meaning like the pH level is at a comfortable, you know, neutral level, and that takes a little bit of work. It's not meant to be a lot of work, but you can't ignore it for a long period of time because it's a bowl of hot water, and if you kind of leave it unattended, things could get out of hand.
Yeah. So, and people are, you know, you always hear, oh, I wish I could do it without chemicals, but pretty much you need chemicals, do you not?
Yeah, and it's not that you need a ton, but it's all circumstantial. You know, it has something to do with what your fill water is like, meaning what comes out of your spigot when you fill it up. Most hot tubs are outdoors, though some are indoors or in garages. But a traditional hot tub is outside, and you usually have a spigot on the outside of the house. And that's oftentimes how you'll fill your hot tub. And depending on where you live, your water might be high in alkalinity or high in calcium or, you know, metals. And there's other elements of water that oftentimes need to be balanced with some chemicals, typically. But once you get that balance, it's just a matter of keeping it balanced and just kind of keeping the train on the tracks, which doesn't oftentimes require a ton of time, energy, or chemicals, but you do have to pay attention to it so it doesn't get too far out of hand.
Scott in Elko has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Larry. I'm looking at a used hot tub, and I want to know what I should be looking for as far as insulation around the hot tub for northern Wisconsin climate? And can I add more insulation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, anytime you're buying a used hot tub, it's really no different than buying anything used. You want to do your homework and due diligence. Standard questions or things I would look for is you want to look to see if there's any evidence of leaking, any evidence of rodents, like mice got in it, or you know, or some other sort of critter that might have chewed up some wires or done some damage. Those are maybe standard things you'd look for aside from general damage and functionality. Insulation-wise, I think most manufacturers are going to tell you they don't recommend adding insulation, and they're going to suggest that what they put in there is adequate, and that's certainly debatable depending on what type of insulation they have. Adding additional insulation is absolutely up to you. It can oftentimes add a level of or increase the efficiency of it by maintaining heat. You just want to be careful not to insulate around equipment. So traditionally, the front of a hot tub is where the pump and heater and any other additional features or functions and equipment that the hot tub might have. You want to avoid putting anything too close to those. Manufacturers won't put insulation in the front because pumps and heaters get so hot that it could become a fire hazard or an issue otherwise.
That makes sense. And as long as we're talking about insulation, Jenny in Oconomowoc emailed to ask about a spa cover. She says, how long should a spa cover last? And what tips do you have for making them last?
Yep, awesome question. So a traditional hot tub cover has a strong internal foam core. Now you can get different styles. You can get inflatable covers. You can get high-end covers that last the life of the spa, 10, 15, 20 years. But a traditional cover should last you anywhere from 2 to 5 years, okay? What makes them last longer is based on what's coming from the top and what's coming from the bottom. And what I mean by that is if it's outside and it's getting pounded by the elements of Wisconsin, the rain, sleet, snow, hail, everything that comes throughout the year, that can certainly degrade the integrity of the cover from the top side or the outside. Now, from the underside, which is more often where it gets its, where it kind of takes on the challenge, is the water chemistry can play a role on eating away or water getting into that insulated core, because let's face it, water finds its way into things pretty easily, and with a hot water and evaporation and condensation, it wants to get inside there. They're built to keep it out, but when your hot water coming from the underside and then the elements from the top side, over time they get some wear and tear. Now, the best way to lengthen the life of it is really more so based on how well you take care of your water and what you do while you're treating your water. And here's a perfect example. When you're oxidizing your tub or shocking your tub, as in adding a concentrated dose of chlorine or oxidizing shock or something of that nature, those work most effectively by doing their work, killing the contaminants, taking care of the problems, and then gassing out. So a common mistake that hot tub owners might make is adding those concentrated doses and then closing the cover. And that kind of traps all that in, and when it tries to gas off, it's getting trapped by the cover, and it kind of slowly eats away at not just the underside of the cover, but also if you have pillows like headrests inside of it, it can take a toll on those as well. So best thing to do is when you're dosing the tub with some sort of chemical, especially a sanitizer or oxidizer, open the lid and leave it open for at least 20-30 minutes.
Makes good sense. Brad in Fall River has a question. Hi, Brad.
Hey, I was just calling in because I've been thinking about getting a hot tub recently, but there are just so many brands that are out there. What's the biggest difference between like a cheaper big box store that I can get for really cheap and then what, something that Patio Pleasures, I think, would carry?
Yeah, great question, Brad. In an inexpensive spa, I'll just label it that way, in the, let's call it, $3,000 to $8,000 range, just to put a try to put a range or a price on it, those spas are typically designed to last 4 to 5 years. The insulation is going to likely be a thin, shiny just strip on the inside of each panel. And the theory would be, oh, the heat from the equipment will be trapped inside and it kind of keeps itself warm. But we all kind of know how that is. It's like putting a spring jacket on in the middle of winter. So it's insulation is one of the big key factors. The other thing that makes those other hot tubs less expensive is they put a ton of jets in them. And what they're really doing is putting a ton of holes in the spa shell. And the pumps are oftentimes smaller and less expensive. The horsepower might be there, but it's trying to put way more water through way more jets with the same size pump. Also, with a lack of insulation, all the plumbing is not supported. It's just kind of hanging there. And if you've ever owned a hot tub or even just seen one, when you turn it on, there's like this big rush of water. It's like whoosh, it just kicks that water in. And every time that pump kicks on, those plumbing lines shake. They kind of vibrate. And what you'd oftentimes see with those less expensive spas is without that support, those plumbing lines pull loose and they pull loose out of the shell, and that's where you get your leaks. And so we see more issues and problems with those less expensive spas. And really, by the time you take, let's call it a $5,000 to $8,000 spa, and you buy three of them, you've bought our hot tubs because ours are going to last. They're designed to last 15 to 20 years, and the warranties are longer. When you pay more for a hot tub, you're oftentimes paying for a warranty as much as you are the quality. I could probably spend another 20 minutes answering this question, but for the sake of brevity, I'll kind of stop there.
Oh, Brad, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. And another person wondering if you can use salt water in a hot tub to lessen chemicals and maintenance.
That's a fantastic question. One of the most common questions we get. And interestingly, when I mentioned we carry Bullfrog and Caldera, Bullfrog features on a chlorine-based sanitization system, but it uses about 75% less chlorine than a traditional hot tub. And I know the question was about salt, so I'll stop there. But chlorine with Bullfrog, and then our Caldera line is salt-ready, so it's a saltwater hot tub. So we have both options, and salts is a super popular way to go about it. A lot of people have saltwater pools, and they notice that soft water feeling, and it's an option to sanitize your water where you don't have to change the water out as frequently, as in like drain all of it, the hot tub water, and start over. Salt lasts longer, if that makes sense, in the water, to sanitize it longer so you don't have to drain it and refill it as often. But with our Caldera line, salt water is a popular choice, and it's really just a more natural way to sanitize your water. So it doesn't necessarily use significantly less chemicals, but it takes salt and converts it to chlorine and sanitizes it appropriately. The chemical compound of salt is NaCl, right? So the Cl is sort of the chlorine element of it. But it's a great option, and it's really popular here. We sell a lot of it.
One of the things I read online from when it came to hot tubs was one of the first things an owner should do is read the owner's manual carefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's of course that's recommended. Most of them are just under 80 pages, so no, it's a late night. No, they're not that bad, but no, that's great. But also, I'd put a kind of a shameless plug in by saying that's what we're also here for. You know, we've got a team full of experts in both of our locations. We offer free water testing, so we encourage you to bring a sample of your water, whether you bought the hot tub from us or not. Bring in a sample of your water, and we run it in our very expensive testing system, and it provides a report that says, you know, your alkalinity looks like this, your pH looks like this, your calcium looks like this, et cetera, et cetera. and we can provide a recipe to either keep it clean or bring it back around if you're having any issues, along with a whole, you know, a bunch of troubleshooting issues we can tackle. But that's kind of what we're here for, not just the sale, but the service and, you know, everything beyond.
Well, and on that note, we're out of time, Tommy. I want to thank you so much. We didn't get through everything I had for questions, and we still have emailers with questions as well, so perhaps we can get you back down the road. Thank you so much.
You betcha. You're welcome.
Tommy Kempfer is Assistant General Manager of Sales for Patio Pleasures, Pools, and Spas in Sun Prairie. It's great to have him with us. Big thanks to you for listening, and big thanks, as always, to our team, Clara Niper, Joel Patnod, Lee Rayburn, and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer, of course, is Jill Nadol. I'm Larry Mueller, and thank you for listening again, and please stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.